Part C.
The Jewish age or dispensation covers a period from Abraham, who was the last Shemite, that the son of Noah, and he is the first Hebrew, and he is the covenant seed of Christ. And as I mentioned, we looked at Luke, the third chapter, before we left, and we saw a definite order, like Seth to Shem to Abraham. And so it's important that we understand that period, where it began. And it begins with Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12. And then for the next 21, from Genesis 12 to 21, this thing is laid out very, the Abrahamic covenant is laid out very well and is passed on to the patriarchs, which is called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that covenant, Abrahamic covenant, you can read about that. And then chapter 22 of Genesis, you have Abraham with the only seed taking him to the mountain, Isaac to the mountain, and that's a marvelous picture there of a reflection of Christ. But that period is going to go from Abraham and the patriarchs, it's going to go over to the coming of Christ, the first coming of Christ, minus the church age. The Jewish age is going to be interrupted, and that bothers a lot of people in theology. It bothers a lot of people that we would talk about an age. It bothers a lot of people, and when they get to this place where there's an interruption, it bothers them, and they say, that's why I don't believe in dispensations, because I can't see it. But Daniel goes into such detail about it that I don't see how you can fuss with it, because in Daniel, the ninth chapter, he goes into this the 70th year of Daniel. He goes into it so well that it fits that. It bothers me that they want to fuss about that. Because I don't. And the other thing is that the church, the age of Israel, and to me this is important too. It gets a little fuzzy with us if you don't pay attention. And I think I might have mentioned this, to the first coming of Christ minus the church age to the last 7 years, because I'm talking about Israel. The ascension and session of Jesus Christ interrupts the Jewish age. It interrupts the Jewish age and is called the mystery. And not only does Daniel cover that last 7 years of Israel in prophecy, connected with the Messiah, it's connected with the coming of Christ, but you have the writers of the New Testament make it very clear that the church age was a mystery. It is a mystery dispensation. And so once you put those two ideas together, these type of problems you have are not problems because they're explainable. A problem to me would be one that you can't explain within the structure of the scriptures. And so the Jewish age is going to go from Abraham through the first coming of Christ, and then it's going to be disrupted when Christ goes back and is seated in his session and sends back the Holy Spirit. The church age is going to begin. When the church age begins, the Jewish age is disrupted. Then we have the church age, and when the rapture of the church occurs, you've got the last 7 years of the Jewish age, which is part of the second coming of Christ. Here's the importance about the Jewish age. The Jewish age is all about the first and second coming of Christ. One of the problems you have when you read the Old Testament is that the writers, because the church is a mystery dispensation, it is a mystery. You know why I said a mystery? They didn't understand it. They didn't have revelation on it. Therefore, when you're studying the Old Testament, and I don't care where you're studying it, and when you study the first coming of Christ, the first coming and the second coming of Christ are mixed. They're right there together. There's no distinction. They only talk about the coming of Christ. And you don't know if it's first coming or second coming unless you have an idea about the end of time, eschatology. Once the church comes and the mystery is revealed, we've got a very clear first coming and second coming of Christ. Very clear. You and I see the first coming and second coming of Christ very clear. They didn't see that in the Old Testament because they didn't understand the mystery that separated the first from the second coming of Christ. You with me? They didn't understand that. So when you read the Old Testament and you read about the coming of Christ, you have to read very carefully because you don't know if he's going to, in the same breath, he's going to talk about the coming Christ as one coming. And people get confused about that, especially in the New Testament, when they quote things out of Joel or places like that, they get confused because Joel doesn't talk about a first and second. He talks just about the coming. He don't talk about in Acts the second chapter Peter quotes from Joel. Joel ain't talking about a first and coming. He's talking about the coming of Christ as one event. We have to look at it based on the coming of the church. We look at it and then we try to separate that from first and coming, first and second coming. People, they don't know that. They read that thing in Acts. They read it as Joel, and they don't separate it. And so they got the craziest theology in the world. So we have the last 7 years of the tribulation. So it's going to go from Genesis 12 through the New Testament, through the New Testament Gospels. You're going to go, as far as Scripture, we're going to go from Genesis 12 through the New Testament Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then pick back up with Revelation 6 through 19, which is going to talk about that last 7 years. That last 7 years of Israel is brought out in prophecy into detail. Over here in Daniel, you've got visions and you've got these kind of things and you've got some numbers. But over here, you've got details in Revelation. That's why it's a revelation. You've got a revelation on that 7 years connected to the second coming of Christ. Daniel, when he writes first and second coming. When John gets a hold of this in the Revelation in verses 6 through 19, he goes into the details of that 7 years. And so that's very helpful. Now, that's the period. The divine agency is the priest nation of Israel, Exodus 19:6. Israel was a priest nation. It was a nation among nations. The church, it doesn't have that status. And there was a whole set of revelational set, a whole set of stuff that went with that that doesn't go with the church. It was part of the post-diluvian civilization of mankind, just like we're in. In other words, their civilization was much like ours in the divine plan. Okay? And which is very similar. Our civilization of man has been pretty similar since Shem, since they got off the boat. Our civilization as believers is pretty much the same as Shem, the Jewish age, and the church age, as far as a civilization. And there's a whole study in the Bible on the three different civilizations which we've done. All right, so there's a period, there's a divine agency, there's a divine agency as custodian of the Word of God evangelism. And the Jewish age, here are 10 highlights that I think are important for you to identify that makes this period unique. There were the patriarchs. That's unique. That's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because there's a whole covenant connected with Christ. Then there is the Mosaic Law, and of course we fight that. We're in a dispensation of grace. People still want the Mosaic Law. They want it for salvation. They want it for spirituality, and so we still fight that war because they don't understand a dispensational change. The period of the judges. The period of the monarchy, both united and divided. The period of, this is the period of the five cycles of divine discipline. We have a north kingdom go down, we have a south kingdom go down. That's special revelation for that dispensation. We have an Old Testament canon. We have the first coming of Christ up to his ascension and Pentecost. That's Jewish age. See, that's a problem people have too. When you study the Gospels, you're in a dispensation of Israel. When you're in Acts 1 and 2, 1, 1, you're in the dispensation of Israel. You have to think that way in those books. People, they don't. They want to think like Paul over here. First, you have to think the way the dispensation, and you have to think the first coming of Christ. And you have to think about what his life was in ministry prior to his ascension and session, which is a whole different ball game. And the Jewish age, this is important. In the Jewish age, he's going to come into the world. He's going to die on a cross, be buried. He's going to spend 40 days in a post-resurrection experience. Then he's going to ascend. When he ascends and goes into session, a whole new dispensation is going to come into existence. And that is going to be called the mystery. Where Jew and Gentiles are alike in Christ. We live in a dispensation when everybody who believes in Jesus becomes like Jesus. We're called Christians. We're not called Jew, we're not called Gentile, we're not called American, we're not called French. We're called Christians. Our citizenship is in heaven. In this dispensation, your citizenship is in heaven. You don't have dual citizenship like in Israel. They truly did have it. But our country is up there somewhere. Sometimes we forget that. And dispensation helps us clear that. The interruption of the Jewish age by the mystery of the church, that's important in that. They struggled with that. They struggled with it. All the way into Acts 15, they struggled with it. We had the first church conference because they're still struggling with the change in dispensations. Let me tell you, when you're the generation of change, of dispensations, it's a struggle. Every time there's a change in dispensations, those who are responsible for bringing that change about, it's an enormous struggle. I mean, you see it all the way through. I mean, you can see it in the early church. The last 7 years of the Jewish age is known as the tribulation, identified in Daniel 9. And the resurrection of the Jewish age believers at the end of the tribulation, Jewish age believers, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 23, 20 through 23, at the end of his dispensation, the Jew will be raised. Salvation in the Jewish age was by the prophetic gospel. Jesus will come, die on a cross, be buried and raised from the dead. It was by a prophetic gospel. Galatians, the third chapter, look at their moment. Galatians, the third chapter. Remember, this dispensation began with Abraham. This began with Abraham. The scriptures, see, he's talking about Abraham, verse 3, and verse 7. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. Listen, when Abraham was in Genesis 11, he was a Gentile. In Genesis 12, he's a Jew. You know what I mean? By covenant. By the covenant of the promise. And that's what he's talking about. The scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all nations shall be blessed in you. But listen, he's going to go on to say, he didn't mean in you, Abraham, as that, but rather Abraham as the seed. Look down to verse 16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say "and to seeds" as referring to many genealogy, but rather to one and to your seed, Christ. You got that? In other words, the genealogy of Matthew 1 and the genealogy of Luke 3 leads you to Christ. It is Christ. So that's kind of the way salvation was. Look at Matthew for a moment. Go over to Matthew 1 with me. Matthew 1. Matthew 1. Matthew 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. He's talking two covenants. I mean, how did he become the son? Well, he becomes the son by covenant. So Matthew is just picking up from Abraham because speaking to whom? Jewish age. But Luke, he speaks to humanity. He goes all the way back to Adam and Seth. Goes all the way back to Adam and Seth. But Matthew just goes back to Abraham, where the father of the Jews, so to speak. Actually, he's not the father of the Jew. He's the father of faith. Because you could be a Jew in race and not be a Jew in salvation. And a true Jew was one that was in salvation and not by race, but by redemption. Well, so in Genesis 1:1, he says, this is the book of the origin. You know, genealogy comes from Genesis. This is the book. Actually, it doesn't say the book. It actually says a book, but who's being technical, right? The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now look at verse 17. Then he goes through the whole list of carrying the seed of Abraham, and he goes from Abraham through the patriarchs to Judah to David, all right, and goes on down till we get to verse 16. Jacob was born Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. And then he summarizes it. He says, therefore, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14, from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14, and from the Babylon to the time of Christ, 14. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about Jewish age. He's talking about the Jewish age. The Babylonian captivity? That's the fifth cycle of divine discipline. This is dispensational thinking. This is Jewish age. These are the prominent doctrines of the Jewish age that he's talking about. He's talking to people of the dispensation of the Jew. And he's talking in their terms. We don't talk to people in terms like this. We would never gauge anything to some period in the... Listen, we do all of our dating in the church. We do all of our dating based on the coming of Christ. And listen, really, not that. We base all of our dating in the church age from the ascension session of Jesus. Yes? That's what we base ours on. We look for there. And listen, we hold that position until the rapture of the church at any given time. We don't know when that is. Well, let's quit. Let us pray. Quentin, good to have you with us, buddy. How about doing this? Close us out.